Okay, so very briefly, I saw an interesting tshuva that came out, I believe, yesterday. Tzohar published it. It was written by Rabbi David and Avram Stav, and it was reviewed and agreed upon by Rabbi Novich. I'm not saying this lehalacha. For that, you'll have to ask Rabbi Kropkin, but just to raise the issues. So they dealt with the question of whether you're allowed to see movies during the 3 weeks and the 9 days. That was the shaila that was posed to them. So briefly, this is how they explore the topic. They note, first of all, that the Minhagei Avelos of the 3 weeks are really divided between the primary Avelos during the 9 days, which the Mishnah already notes, that Mishanichnas Av Matan B'Simcha, and then the expansions that we have during the 3 weeks, especially according to Minhag Ashkenaz. And they note there's really two ways of relating to the expansions during the 3 weeks. One is presented by the Marshal. The Marshal notes that it's not that we expanded the same Nihugei Avelos of the 9 days into the entirety of the 3 weeks, but rather we have certain practices that we add during the 3 weeks, so that whatever you want to say, so we commemorate the Churban, do we feel, or we recognize the Sakana of the time, or whatever it is, but it's not simply an expansion of the 9 days. There are Achronim who note that there were communities who expanded all the Nihugei Avelos of the 9 days into the 3 weeks, including not eating meat and the like, but in general, that's not the accepted practice. So, we know this, that while we do have certain practices both during the 3 weeks and the 9 days, we are significantly more lenient during the 3 weeks and the 9 days. That's the first point that they note. So then, with that in mind, we have to distinguish between the periods and say, okay, what halachic issues could there be? The first halachic issue would, what would happen if there was music in the movie. Again, this is all assuming the movie is permitted, which is not a show I'm going to get into, and depends on the movie. I assume that there are movies which are mutter and some that are usser, right? Willig used to say that when they asked Ravaran Salvechik what movies are mutter during the three weeks, he said whatever movies are mutter during the rest of the year, and then left it for you to figure out what that was. I think he did think there were movies that were permitted, but I understand people would argue. So they deal with the question of music. So they know that there are some who think that there is a sweeping isser on music, midin minhag. But there are other poskim who think that's not true. Some think that there is a sweeping isser of minhag, but that's really because it's usher to listen to music all year, but we're not makbid on it the whole year, but we are during the 3 weeks. Others, like Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach, think that no, really, the only thing that's usher is music which could lead to dancing, right? Because really what's usher is parties and the like. So music that leads to dancing is also, but listening to like classical music or background music is going to be permitted. There are other nuances, but those are the basic two positions. They say based on that, a movie that has background music, according to most poskim, is going to be mutter, at least from the music factor. A musical one could wonder about this because it's actually a musical and the focus is music, so that might be a little bit different. We'll come back to that. The last thing they notice, in addition to music, you have to ask about movies themselves. Is there a problem even to watch a proper movie? So they note that here you would have to really distinguish between the 3 weeks and the 9 days. During the 3 weeks, as we noted, there aren't really minhagei avelos in the same way. We have certain practices, but it's not really a time that we try to act sad. So they suggest that if you're watching, let's say, a stand-up comic, that should be also even during the 3 weeks, because that's overly joyous, but even a movie which happens to be funny or has some comedic moments where the central of the movie, the focus of the movie isn't comedy, so that shouldn't be usher during the 3 weeks. During the 9 days, it might be a little bit more machmir, though they assume that even there, unless it's really a comic movie, it might not be a problem. And then the third thing they know is there might be a distinction between movies in the theater, which is more of a celebratory thing, you only do it once in a while, and watching movies at home, which they know, you can watch a movie while you're walking the street on your cell phone, right? That's not really something that we really celebrate. So taking all those factors together, this is the sort of compromise position they come out with. You can look at the Tshuva for the exact details. Between Shavuot B'Tammuz and Rosh Chodesh Av, they say fundamentally it isn't forbidden to watch movies. And they think that's probably true even of a musical or a comic movie, but l'chadchila they would tell you to avoid a comic movie or a musical, and they would forbid me'ikra din, a stand-up comic, or a recording of a stand-up comic, which is really meant to be overly joyous. from Rosh Chodesh Av, then they think you should avoid comedy movies or musicals, and avoid going to theaters, which is overly joyous. But they think even during the 9 days, we're permitted to watch a movie which isn't fundamentally either a musical or a comic, as long as you're not going to a movie theater. Like I said, I'm not going to paskin for you, but those are just some issues to think about. You can look at the Tshuva and Esrei Karabkin for final psak.